At Kennecott's Bingham Canyon Mine, an access road opened this week after months of cleanup from a 165-million-ton landslide that happened in April. This is a significant milestone for the mine, providing top-to-bottom access within the mine for the first time since the slide. More than 14 million tons of fallen material has since been moved, and the slide refuse is still being cleared to further stabilize the area. Kyle Bennett, media relations for Kennecott Utah Copper, talks about the impact of the new access road.
Well, the road that we just opened will be really critical because some of the things that we have to do is we have to continue to move material at the bottom of the mine from the slide. We will have to continue to recover equipment buried in that. And we're going to continue to clean up areas around the sides of the slide as well in an effort to continue to stabilize those areas.
Officials from the mine told media that the mine's workforce has spent more than 19,000 hours during the last 6 months to clear material from the slide. More than 1,900 vertical feet of material was moved to construct the road. The road was finished 6 months before schedule and is approximately 3/4 of a mile long, 150 feet wide, and cuts across the slide area. Bennett talks about the feat.
Our employees have rallied in a singular effort to move forward for recovery. Without them and their hard work, their ingenuity, we wouldn't be this far along, and so we really appreciate that, and we're really confident in them and their ability to help us get through this.
Though the access road is a huge milestone, it is projected the mine will not return to full normal operation until 2016. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.